Hear that?
That's some waves lapping on the side of the Brisbane River. I'm out for a walk this fine, fine, beautiful, stunningly sunny, glorious Monday morning. And that is the waves thrown up by the city cap as it goes up towards Queensland University. And there's a few more. And it's just a beautiful morning. And I'm not working today. Why am I not working? I'm glad you asked. And the reason I'm doing this boo is because of Big Rick, otherwise known as all one word. Thanks, Big Rick, for just reminding me I better put a boo out because I've had a big weekend. And that's part of the reason why I'm not working today, because I thought that I'd have the day off. Work's not overly busy at the moment, and there's quite a bit of work coming. So I said, well, listen, if you're not flat strap, I'll take the day off on Monday. And they were fine with that because, like I said, they're not that busy. But I also realised that I'm slowly slipping into the rut, which we all know all too well. I work as a contractor, so there's no guaranteed employment for me. And I'm very comfortable with that. I don't get holiday pay, I don't get sick pay, but I do earn a slightly higher hourly rate. And like I said, I'm very happy with that. That's the way I've worked most of my life. But there is a continuity of work, you know. Things are starting to ramp up a little bit at Urban Art Projects. It's good. It's good. I'm really excited for them. I'm excited for me to have some sort of regular income. I haven't had regular income for many, many years. So it's nice to have that. But there's an insidious side to it. And that is the routine and the normality of a regular income and a regular set of tasks to do every week. And I struggle with that mundality a great deal. And I don't want to fall into that rut because I still want to at least continue to have a crack at these digital things and not just slip into the routine of being in the trades for the next 15 or so years until I retire. Really, yeah, I could do that. It'd be very easy. Just go, okay, you know, 15 years of retirement, let's just hit the groove and just knock it over. But I want to continue to chip away at some of these things. So I decided to have the day off today to do a few things. Some of the tasks I need to do because I couldn't get them done on the weekend, but also to give myself a bit of breathing space so I'm not just a wage slave like it's all too easy to become. And one of the reasons why I wanted to have the day off is because of the weekend, like I said, is because we had my father's 80th birthday over the weekend, and wasn't it wonderful? My sister and her family came up from Sydney, and we spent the night, that's my daughter and I, over at Dad's little one-bedroom unit, tiny little unit, and all six of us were sleeping on, or five of us, Dad was, had his own room, but the other five of us were sleeping on the floor in the lounge room. It was very squeezy. We had a nice Saturday evening, and then on Sunday we had a luncheon with Dad and invited relatives. There were about 18 of us in total, not a lot. Dad's one of the last men standing in the family. He's only got one older brother, and they're getting a bit thin on the ground, and all my generation are starting to get heavily grey-haired as well. But we celebrated Dad's 80th birthday, and I don't know what your father's like or some of the men that you might know in your life, but Dad's very much a 50s male. He's stoically independent, belligerently independent. You know, he will look after himself to his own detriment, and that's his nature. And it was quite surprising. And a case in point, a little example. On the Saturday night, now Dad brews his own beer, so he's got plenty of beer. But on Saturday night, I turned around to him and I said, "Hey, Dad, if I was to go up to the pub, up to the bottle shop, and get a six-pack of something different, something special, what would that be?" And in a flash, he turned around to me and said, "Guinness." And also, he didn't offer me any money. He came out with the response very quickly, and he was happy to allow me to pay for it. Whereas traditionally, he'd always insist on putting some money in my hand. I thought, good on you. You're finally realising it's okay to let people do things for you. It may not seem like a big deal to you, but that's in complete contradiction to the sort of things that Dad would normally allow to be done for him. So Sunday was a great day.
And he wanted to pay for it all. He'd budgeted $1,000 for this shindig. It didn't even come close to $1,000. And my sister and I insisted that we were going to contribute. So we kicked in probably a quarter each, Susan and I, and Dad paid the other half of the cost. And we allowed him to pay the majority of it. He really wanted to. And that's fair enough, you know. So there was a nice balance. And we shouted the greater family to a lovely meal in a vineyard with plenty of drinks and plenty of good times with the family. It was a wonderful day. And during it, I presented him with his OBE. That's not the Order of the British Empire. That's over bloody 80. It's a medallion, a cast at work. And I presented it to him. And again, like 50s Miles, like he is, and someone who isn't very good at expressing himself, anything emotional, that's for sure, he just said thank you to me. But I heard through my daughter that she overheard a conversation where my sister said, pretty good OBE, Dad. And Dad turned around and said, an amazing OBE. I'll never hear that compliment, but like so many things that he's complimented me about in my life, he's complimented me secondhand. And I hear through other people that he has really enjoyed something I've done. And I've learnt to accept that is the way it is. And I have to accept I'll never receive it as a direct compliment. But knowing that he feels that way is fine. It makes it all worthwhile. I'll enclose as cover art for this photo, a photo of Dad with his OBE, so you can see what it looks like and see what the old fella looks like. The crotchety old bastard that he is. And it's good that he's still here. And in 27 years' time, I'll be there. And I've been thinking a little bit how humbling that is to know that I'm now two-thirds of the way through my life to being 80. Like I said, in 27 years' time, I'm going to be there. And my daughter will be probably doing the same thing for me. It was a great weekend, everybody. My dad's 80. The sun is shining here in Brisbane. I'm going into the city to have a bit of a rec day off, a mental health day, and just enjoy the last few days of winter. Winter, eh? God, we do it well here. Have a wonderful day wherever you are, everybody. Cheers, eh? See you around sometime. Bye-bye.